The Vermont Senate adjourned at about 9:15 Tuesday evening, with the House chamber following at 10:25. Legislators approved a nearly $1.4 billion state budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says the legislators' work this session can be subdivided easily into three categories. First is fiscal oversight.
The final bills that were passed on the budget and taxes reflected Governor Shumlin's preferences more than they did those of the Democrats in the majority in the legislature. The governor wanted adjournment without any increases in taxes other than the gas tax increase that was passed earlier in the session, and he was successful in that, and the amount of spending, I think, in the budget was closer to what the governor wanted than what the legislature wanted.
Davis finds policy bills were the next challenge.
The most important ones were the end-of-life bill, which was approved by the House, I believe it was on Monday. They accepted the changes the Senate made to the bill. The bill decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana made it through, and the bill providing driver ID cards for undocumented immigrants also made it through.
Davis notes that, as always, some bills did not pass both chambers.
There we have campaign finance. There's no campaign finance legislation passed this year. Some bills dealing with unionization of deputy state's attorneys and child care workers, those did not make it through. And there were no proposals, no legislation passed having to do with siting of large-scale energy projects, particularly wind turbines.
On the fiscal front, while some lawmakers say the new budget is balanced and contains no new taxes, there are numerous new fees, including professional license fee hikes, that will affect barbers, for example. The Ethan Allen Institute is a conservative-leaning think tank in Vermont. President Rob Roper says it's good that some taxes under discussion were not passed, but he expects them to come up again in the second half of the biennium.
You have to look at the legislative session and realize that through the property tax, which was a $50 million tax increase on Vermonters, and the gasoline tax, which was a $70 million tax increase on Vermonters, we've seen quite a lot of tax increases on the people who live here and work here. And that's not a good thing. And the fact that the governor and a lot of the legislative leadership is out there sort of promoting this idea that we got through the session without raising taxes, that's baloney. They raised over $100 million worth of taxes, and that's coming out of everybody's pockets.
Vermont Digger is an online investigative newspaper. Editor and publisher Ann Galloway expects the campaign finance bill to reappear in the second half of the biennium, along with several other proposals that failed during this session.
Campaign finance was a disaster. I mean, they just could not agree on anything. You'll see again the child care unionization bill. That has been in play for 3 years. You'll also see a state's attorney's unionization bill. And in addition, the genetic engineering labeling bill will probably come back. And you may see a move to change the income tax code at the beginning of the next legislative session.
Governor Peter Shumlin is not expected to veto any bills. The second half of the biennium begins in January. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.